It's been a tough few months, just with results and stuff. But I think we're hopefully back on track now. But yeah, really enjoying it. Obviously, it's a big challenge for everyone. But yeah, happy to be home.
I suppose with the injuries and guys gone off to the Irish training camp, it's going to be difficult this weekend travelling up to Zebre.
Yeah, exactly. As you said, with one or two lads out and one or two lads going up to Ireland. I think it's a good opportunity for guys too, there'll be a few lads who haven't played in a number of weeks, or a few lads who maybe haven't played this year, so I think you have to view it as an opportunity. Obviously, as you said, it's going to be a big challenge. They've improved massively, especially at home, so I think it's an exciting opportunity for the squad who are going to go over to Zebre.
Yeah, and of course they're a very physical side anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the bit of analysis we've done with them is obviously a very strong pack, strong scrum, strong maul, and obviously very good halfbacks too. Very formidable team, especially at home, as I've already alluded to.
As you mentioned, Tomás, it was kind of a difficult period over Christmas, but I'd imagine morale has improved significantly since the last two wins in the Champions Cup.
Yeah, big time. I suppose you look back on the group now, and it's the Leicester games really that kind of got away from us. And if we had won one of those games, we had a great opportunity to win either of those games, so that's kind of what it discounted us from qualification in the end. So while it was extremely frustrating a few weeks, you know, we weren't that far away, but I guess that's the standard that Munster has set for itself, and it's a disappointment for everyone. But things have hopefully come back on track now, and I suppose it's reverting back to the league and hopefully trying to get us back into the top four and get us back in with a shout for the semi-finals.
There was a lot of comment and a lot of discussion about maybe the state of Munster rugby during that run. Did that affect you at all? Were you reading much of it?
You hear, obviously. From the public, from your friends, you see a bit in the media. I was aware of it, and I think most of the lads were certainly aware of it. So I guess you can't let that affect you too much. We have to try and influence what we do on the pitch and try and change that, you know, whether it's opinion or whether it's fact, or change people's thinking, you know, by improving results, by improving our performance on the pitch. So, yeah, you're aware of it, but I think you still have to concentrate on what you're doing on the pitch and your process and, you know, your skill set or whatever it is, you know.
On a personal level, Tomás, how happy are you with your performances since you've come back?
Yeah, I was quite happy, you know, pre the Champions Cup. Obviously, Connor's come back in then and played well, and I guess I featured a bit off the bench, but haven't had a run of games recently to click into form. But yeah, you know, I've done okay. Haven't set the world alight, but you know, I think I've done okay. So hopefully can go well now this weekend and get a run of games together.
What's the target now for Munster for the rest of the season?
Initial target is obviously get in the top four for semi-finals. Be lovely to get a home semi-final, and obviously everyone wants to win the Pro 12. We're out of the Champions Cup as are all of the Irish sides. You know, obviously Connacht are still in the Amlin, but we want to try and win our domestic league. So that's the target.
And with the Six Nations around the corner, how do you fancy Ireland's chances?
Yeah, it'd be very interesting. I suppose going for three in a row, it's obviously going to be extremely difficult. But to be fair, you know, under Joe, the last couple of years, they seem to have a great knack of winning the tight games. So I'd give them every chance. Obviously, it's about momentum, and if they can get a win over Wales in the first game, then anything is possible. So it'll be interesting. Obviously, you got England and you got France. They're both under new coaches as well. So it's going to be. It's very hard to judge where they'll be or predict where they'll be. I know there's a lot of changes, you know, within both squads, you know, England and France. So, and especially how France approached the game under a new coach. Hopefully they'll have a bit more, I suppose, fluidity and, you know, typical French flair and try and play a bit more than they have under previous regime. Because I think the championship needs that, and I think, hopefully the Six Nations will be a better place for it.
What about you came back to Munster and you still had an injury hanging over you? Is it cleared up now?
I'm good. Yeah, sure. Look, I've been available for all the games so far this year. So, yeah, I'm happy with how I'm physically and just trying to get a run of games together now. Yeah, so I'm, you know, happy with how I'm feeling.
Yeah, and I suppose you will get a run of games with Conor being off at Ireland, so you'll probably get the 2 months, games in Cork as well.
Yeah, hopefully, but obviously, you know, Duncan has played well with the A team as well, so he's putting pressure on, and so yeah, I need to obviously produce the goods on the pitch, and hopefully that you know, if we can get a win, it goes a long way towards kind of maintaining your place as a halfback. Because obviously, you know, as halfbacks, we control the game and kind of dictate where we play the game and what tempo. So yeah, hopefully, if we can go over to Zebra and get a game, it'll go a long way to keeping me in the starting 15. Hopefully.
Yeah. What about the different combinations? You've been playing with Keighley and then Ian Keighley, and then you were playing with Rory Scanlon as well.
Yeah. Like, I played with Keith before I left, and to come back in, you know, I think he's good to play with. He's very vocal, and I think Rory has probably been our standout back this year. Obviously, he played most of his rugby from 12, and he slots in 10-2. But he's a very confident young fella, and as can be seen by his performances. So. Either one of them at 10 is great, and I think Johnny Holland now is coming back into the mix. He played with the A team the last couple of weeks. He was out with a bad hamstring injury for a long time, and he's one fellow I haven't played with, but you know, all the talk is good, and all the lads say he's very promising young player, and he's got all the skill sets. So yeah, you know, you've got three of those lads there who are vying for that position, so it's good for Munster.
Have you met Andy Farrell?
Yeah, he's been around the last couple of weeks, so I've met him, spoken to him. I guess he's kind of been more hands off, really, and you know, I suppose obviously conversing with the coaches more so than the players. But he hasn't taken any sessions or done any drills with us yet. But so I suppose his influence is, you know, it's behind the scenes more so than on the training pitch so far, anyway.